Hello, this is Spencer DeVries, lead pastor of the Well Fort Payne. Thank you so much for tuning into our podcast today. It's our hope and our prayer that every time you listen to one of our services, that your life is changed by the power of the Word of God. So I encourage you today, listen with open ears and an open heart. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly and receive it with gladness.
Thank you, Pastor Spencer. Now that he's prayed that, y'all better get ready. We're going to be here for 2 hours, all right? I saw some fear in some of your eyes. Pastor Lauren said no, he's ready for the long call. Pastor Crystal announced the supper at the well, and I signed up for it already, and I was like, Jody just reminded me. She's like, wait, we'll be at DMC that week. So somebody better eat enough for me and her both. So you got me? Pastor Spencer's got me. All right, well, I'm going to pray again, and then we'll get right into the word. So, Lord, thank you for this word you've given me, and thank you for what you've shown me. And I just thank you so much for the opportunity to be here. Thank you for everyone in attendance, the whole church family, and the whole body of Christ. And, Lord, we just praise you, we honor you, and we give you all the glory for tonight. In your name we pray. Amen. So tonight we're going to be talking about integrity and the characteristics and benefits of it. Sunday morning, Pastor Spencer talked about healthy habits, and just while he was speaking about it, God just kept telling me, all right, integrity, if you're going to have these habits, you got to build them, you got to do it in private, you got to be able to just take time and not only do them because you have to, or you really because you need to and because you would want to, and healthy habits don't just develop, you have to develop them, and you have to take time to do it. And integrity's just been on my heart for the past few months, so I'm excited to get to share on it tonight. The definition of integrity, when I Googled it, this is what came up. It says, the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles, moral uprightness. So that's the first one. The second one is trustworthiness and incorruptibility to a degree that one is incapable of being false to a trust, responsibility, or pledge. And I wanted to take it a step further with what I felt like the Lord was giving me for integrity. And it's just the definition of honest or obedience, which is doing what you're told to do when you're told to do it with the right heart attitude, regardless of who's watching. And in this world, it seems like as long as you're doing it in front of people, you're doing the right thing. And as long as everyone can see you doing it, then you've done it. You have proof. All right, there's my fruit. People have seen me doing it. You'll get your reward for that, and it won't be what you want, probably. So being integral is more about your motive. It's more about why you're doing it. It's not about just doing the right thing, but why are you doing this right thing? If you're doing it for a reward, like I just said, you're not going to get what you want. But if you're doing it because you know the Lord has said it's right, then your reward will come. There's so much of, we teach our kids, I'll say our kids, I don't have a kid yet, but eventually, like at first, you applaud them for doing right. You're like, good job, that's awesome, you did great, that's the right thing to do. And when you're an adult, you just lose all that. It's like, well, you're an adult now. You're supposed to do it. You don't need clapping for doing the right thing. It's kind of a bummer. What if at work you did what you're supposed to do and your boss is like, everyone stand up, give him a hand of applause. Some people desire that, and it's never going to come, but it's not me, I promise. Thanks, Mom, for the sympathy laugh. But I kind of get really tired of seeing on the news, I don't even watch the news, but if you just even open up Facebook or Instagram or anything, you're going to see something about this politician who did this, they found this at their house, and they did this and that, and it's like they're all showing you other people's baggage that's not right. But they don't want to take care of the speck that they have, the log in their own eye and everything. And I just want to see us cultivate a culture that, as the church of integrity. And one day, I know it's going to get worse in the world, but if we're all doing what we can and what we know to do, there can still be some light in this world. There's a lot of darkness, but we can all be the light. And even in the church, there are people trying to dim other people's lights because they want to look brighter. But when you do that, it's just going to make you look dimmer. And the point of us all being lights and being the church is when we come together, we're just one bigger light. We're one stronger light. It's like one of those big beacons, a big beam. You just see it. It's the light on the hill. So when we all lock arms together and become unified as a church, what's stopping us? We won't be afraid of anything in this world because we have our brothers and sisters with us. We have a good God who's supporting us, who's breathing through us and talking to us. And he's the light that's in us anyways. So, we're going to go ahead and dig into the first characteristic and benefit of integrity. And we're going to go to Proverbs 10, chapter 10, verse 9. Most of these are in Proverbs. Actually, all of these are in the Proverbs. But there's also many stories in the Bible of men who walked with integrity. Like Daniel, he prayed 3 times a day. He went to his house and prayed. Even when the ordinances were, you couldn't pray to any other god but the king, he still prayed because he knew that was right. I'll be reading in the ESV. Actually, I have a New King James Bible right here open because it's always important to have a Bible with you. But I have the ESV version. It's just what I read at home sometimes. And I'll read the verse first. Whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but he who makes his ways crooked will be found out. So the first characteristic is that they won't walk insecurely. And in today's age, insecurity is one of the biggest hindrances to anybody. We all worry about, oh, what would they think I look like? What are they going to think of how I sound? Or when I'm getting up on stage playing bass, oh, man, if I mess up on this note, they're all going to know it. If I think that, I'm obviously taking away any praise from the Lord, any glory from the Lord. I'm hindering worship in the house. So if you have that thought, you're not only hindering worship to the Lord, but you're just making it harder on yourself as you go throughout the day. Because if you dwell on these thoughts day after day, you're going to end up exhausted. You're going to end up tired. You're not going to want to move or go anywhere. It's going to cause anxiety, which anxiety in the heart of man causes depression. And I don't want that. So insecurity, the definition, is an uncertainty or anxiety about oneself or lack of confidence. And another definition is the state of being open to danger or threat, lack of protection. I don't want to be open to danger or threat because I know my God shields me. I know he's there with me. And I just, thinking back to seeing a lot of people, like, if you're in power, they're going to be looking for things. They're going to try to find things to call out on you to make you look worse. But if you're walking uprightly and you're walking integrally, they're not going to find anything. One, because you're doing what God told you to do. And this is obviously, it kind of parallels with obedience too. If you're being obedient to the Lord, you won't do wrong. And if you're just trying to do what God has told you to do, you may mess up. We all do. I don't know. I don't think any of us are perfect right now. If you are, hey, good job. We all mess up, but when you do mess up, it says the righteous man falls 7 times but gets up 8. Yeah. So keep getting back up if you do fall. And if you are dealing with insecurity, I know it's not easy sometimes, but you found your way out right there. It says, I'll read it again, whoever walks in integrity walks securely. Yeah. So there's a quick fix right there. Walk with integrity. Practice day in and day out on how you're going to walk every day. So you don't have to worry about what other people will think when you know that God's already given you these things to do and say. Jesus did what only God told him to do and said only what he told him to say. So how can you not be walking integrally when you're doing and being obedient to God? And back when I did struggle with insecurity, it was really hard because you're waking up, going to work, and just trying to please your boss, trying to please those around you. And then even in the church, you can, like, put on this happy face, but then you're like, man, I hope the pastor notices me today. You know, I hope they let me have this, do this or that. And I'm like, I just think back and I kind of cringe at myself. I'm like, why was I like that, you know? But it's just something that we all can deal with from time to time. We want people to notice us. We want man to see us. And when you do that, it's going to create the insecurity. And for me, when God took the insecurity out of my life, it was when I began to only want to please him and to honor him. And that's when my insecurity was done away with. And I woke up every morning and I was like, I don't have to worry about pleasing anybody today. I can just praise the Lord today and have a great day. There's nothing holding me back from giving God praise. The only thing that holds you back is you. And I don't want to be the one holding anyone back or anything back or myself back from giving God any glory. And at the end of the day, if you're doing everything unto the Lord, whether it's eating or drinking, walking or sleeping, whatever you do, you're going to be fine. You're going to do what you're supposed to do. I'll probably say that 10 more times, but so you get it. So, woo. Where am I at? Okay. When you are only focusing on advancing the kingdom of God, you won't be doing anything wrong. Just like Pastor Spencer said Sunday morning, you can't do the wrong thing when you're reading your Bible. It's kind of hard to be scrolling on Instagram and judging people when you're reading your word and digesting it instead. So judge yourself. Let God judge you. But the second one, the second characteristic and benefit is in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 7. I'm going to try not to go too fast, but if I get going, I get going. And it says, he stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity. So the second one is, when you walk with integrity, you will be shielded. Yeah. You'll be protected. You'll be covered. And God is our covering, but he's not going to cover somebody who's doing all the wrong things, who's walking in sin and trying to honor the devil and trying to do everything that God said not to do. And it says he stores up sound wisdom for the upright. I don't think I would let somebody drive my car if they have 3 DUIs on their record and if they're still drinking and they're drunk. Like, I don't want them driving my car. My car may not be the best car, but I don't want anyone else driving my car. My car gets me from A to B and it's doing its best. So, but I wouldn't trust somebody with that or my house. I wouldn't just let a random person watch our cat either at our house. That's our baby right now, all right? Until Elias gets here. But he'll have to take a back seat. Hope he knows that. But you don't just let trust anybody with anything. You want the best person to do the job all the time. And if you're one who's walking uprightly for the Lord, God will show you more. He'll give you more. Yeah. And just like responsibility, if you seek more responsibility in the kingdom, be good with what you have right now. Yeah. If all you're doing is taking up an offering, take it up with, give glory to the Lord while you're doing it. You don't have to run down, give me your money. All you have to do is just pass a plate. You're fine. Carter likes that one. Carter, you're going to take up the offering and say, give me your money. But I just wouldn't expect God to give me any wisdom or set me free from anything if I'm just going to go right back to what I was doing and not even give God a second thought, you know? So, and God will never make you love him back. I think that's said from this pulpit a lot. It's a choice. You don't have to do it. You get to do it. We don't have to love God. We don't have to give him any glory, but we get to. And in the Bible, it says we should, so let's do it. Yeah. So, and when you're doing your best to walk with integrity, God's going to shield you. Yeah. It's just simple truths in the Bible. And to me, when you do stumble and repent, God won't let anyone condemn you for it. In Romans 8, 1 and 2, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So when you're walking with integrity, you will be shielded and covered. Then point 3, we're going to be in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 3. My pages are sticking together. There we are. The integrity of the upright will guide them, but the perversity of the unfaithful will destroy them. So when you are integral, when you're walking with integrity, it will guide you. There will be a path set before you. And when you have if you're unfaithful and perverse, what's it going to do? Destroy you. So I don't know if I want. I don't think I want to be a crooked person. I don't want to be destroyed. So this is an easy way, like just walk in integrity. And I'll give some pointers on how to do that. I'm not just going to leave you high and dry. show you how to give you the benefits and the blessings of it, but then if you don't know how to do it, you can't do it, but we're going to get there. When you walk with integrity, more people will trust you. You'll be trusted with more. And I'm seeing that in my life at work right now. My bosses notice me, notice my job, because I'm doing what I'm supposed to do when I'm supposed to do it. And what they give me, no questions asked, because I'm a servant. That's what I'm there to do. I'm there to serve. Of course, for a paycheck, but also you're serving your boss. And even when you're a boss one day, you don't want to be a bad boss and be one who doesn't do what you tell them to do. Like, if you're going to tell me to come in at 6:30, I expect you to be there early too. We all need to be there at the same time working hard and lead by example. So, yeah, you will be guided. You'll never be lost if you're just walking with integrity too. And that's obviously the God. That's obviously God showing you where to go. So, and then the fourth characteristic and benefit is found in Proverbs 20, verse 7. Where are we at? The righteous man walks in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. So, if you have children, you walked with integrity, your children are going to be blessed. And that's what I'm excited about. That's why I want to walk with more integrity too, is because little Elias one day is going to be blessed because of it. Because I chose to walk with integrity and honor the Lord with it. And walking with integrity is not just to make you look better. It never is. It's always about, first, giving glory to the Lord, but it's also being an example to other people around you, because there's so many people who are broken and dying and hurting who don't have good influences of parents. Their parents aren't good people. Some may be abused. They may see their parents arguing and fighting all the time and then just barking at each other. You never know what these other people go through. So if we can be a light in their life and change the path of their life by the way we walk and talk, let's do it. There's a whole world waiting for us out there. So we've got four benefits and characteristics, but let's talk about how to walk it out now. The first one, do everything to please God. That's the one that it's kind of obvious, but you need to say it and you need to understand it. You need to get it, because if you're not doing that, you're not going to know what to do, know what's right. You need to know your word. Pleasing man will only result in insecurity and eventually doubt, and you'll be exhausted. And Jesus told us, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. So I would rather serve someone who will give me rest and peace than the chaos of the world. Yeah. Man-pleasing is never the goal of integrity. Never. It can never be. At that point, you're just man-pleasing, and you're just setting yourself up for failure. Because man can never give you what God has. Then the second way, do what is right because it's the right thing to do. Seeking rewards will only lead to disappointment when you don't get what you were seeking. And it'll eventually lead you to do the wrong things because the right things aren't getting you what you want. And Psalms 23, Pastor Spencer spoke out of it last night, but the first verse is, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. When we're serving him, we don't have to want anything. We get what he gives us. That's all we need. We just need the goodness and faithfulness of the Lord, and he will provide everything we need. We don't have to want or desire anything else. So I hope this encourages everyone. I guess it was pretty short. I wasn't trying to be so short, but I just think it is important to be people who will do the right thing, even when nobody's looking. Seek him, find him, praise him. And even when you're at work, if you're the only one in the office, work like you would if everyone's there. That's just my life right there, because I work in an office, and I like to use my own life as an example a lot, because I learn best from my mistakes too. So, let's be people who encourage the world and walk with integrity and honor the Lord in everything we do. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Tanner. I'm going to tell you what, that's a great word, because there is no substitute for integrity.
need to understand that. It doesn't matter how much money you donate. It doesn't matter how talented you are. It doesn't matter what your last name is. There is zero substitutes in this world for integrity. And I was thinking about it as he was talking, and I want to go back over a few things because I want to make sure that you get this, because there were some really good practical life application things in here. But sometimes we think that character and integrity are synonymous, but they're not. Everybody has character. It's either good or it's bad, but not everybody has integrity, because your character could be that you're lazy, you are stingy, you are late all the time, you lie all the time. That plays into your character. But integrity is when what he was talking about with honesty and obedience and the quality of being moral. And I think that if there's one thing that Christians should be focused on reestablishing in the church, it's morals. I think we forget sometimes how important morals actually are. And there came this wave in the church culture that it was all about grace, and it was all about what denomination you were, and it was all about, if you could speak in tongues. And no, at the end of the day, we're called to be like Christ, and there was no one more moral, more pure, more integral, nobody of better quality or character than Jesus Christ. And so we've got to reestablish character and integrity. And I want to just encourage you with a few things where Pastor Tanner was talking about walking securely. And that's one thing that can help when other people look at you and they wonder, why are you secure when everybody else is insecure? And they start to notice your integrity and your honesty. And they realize that one reason that when the boss comes around, you don't clam up is you have nothing to hide, like everybody else does, because you're honest. You have character. You have good character. You're honest. And then when he talks about, when he said that you will be protected out of Proverbs chapter 2, verse 7, it actually said he will shield you. And I thought about this. What does a shield do? A shield gets in between the person it's protecting and the danger with no regard for its own safety. It literally stands in between you. Like if you were a soldier and you were using a shield, the shield would stand in between you and the incoming arrow or the incoming bullet or the incoming whatever it may be. And think about that. God literally stands in between you and danger when you walk in integrity. Yeah. And how many times do we just get blindsided by things in our life? And we wonder, where did that come from? Maybe because somewhere we weren't honest, we weren't moral, we didn't walk in integrity, and we opened ourselves up, and we no longer have that shield that we would have had, that God would have been a hedge of protection around us had we been walking in integrity. And then where he's talking about out of Proverbs 11:3, you will be guided. I think a lot of people go through life wondering, where am I going to go? What am I going to do, right? I don't know which way to go. But if you, like, it goes back to the key that Pastor Andrew was talking about. If you do everything within your power to please God, you'll make the right decision. Because your heart and your goal and your desire is, I don't want to do, and we don't do that out of fear. Like, I'm afraid I'll make the wrong decision. But we can know that when I walk hand in hand with him as the good shepherd, he'll lead me and he'll guide me. And then there's nothing that I want more than my children to be blessed after me. I want to leave a legacy. I want to leave them in a better place than I stepped into marriage. I want them to be I want my boys to be a better husband than I am right now. I know they're going to be a better husband than I was when I got married, because that won't take very much. but hopefully I'm equipping them and I'm training them, because each generation should stand on the shoulders of the ones that went before them. And as you're modeling integrity before your children. Actually, you're also modeling character, whether it's good or whether it's bad. If they see, oh, dad, you know, He cheats on this, or he's not honest with mom about that. Guess what? That speaks volumes to your children, speaks volumes to your grandchildren. I remember one time when I was a child, there was a little country gas station that we'd go in with my grandfather, and I stole a coconut long boy, or tall boy coconut. I can't remember what they were called. They're little yellow and red things. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Well, I took one because they looked really good. And I remember my grandfather, because he was a man of integrity and a man of good character, somehow, I think it's because he had the Holy Spirit, he knew that I had stolen that thing. Spencer, where'd you get that from? I got it back when we were at yours and Mimi's house. He said, son, we don't have any of those at my house. He said, you're going to go back in there and you're going. Now, the thing was, I thought I had them because normally they did keep those in the house. But for some reason at that point in time, they didn't. And he made me march back in there with his money because I didn't have any and pay for it. But then he made me work for him to pay back the money that I had to spend to pay that back. What was he doing? He was teaching me integrity. It only cost 25 cents. It cost $25 now in 2023. Back then it cost 25 cents. But because he was a man of integrity and a man of honesty, and he wanted me to be a person of honesty, he instilled that into the next generation. And so I want to encourage you, you can do that for your children too. And then those how to walk it out. Listen, this is so important because we want the benefits. How many of you want the benefits of character and integrity? Well, guess what? If you're going to have them, this is what you got to do. Do everything for the pleasure of God and do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. We've lost that in America. Thank you for saying that, Tanner. We've lost the fact that we think that, well, because nobody else is doing it or everybody else is doing it. Well, that is not a reason for why we should or shouldn't do something. The reason that we do what we do and we don't do what we don't do is because the word of God is clear and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And we need to do the right thing, not because everybody's doing it, but because it's the right thing to do. So, Pastor Tanner, thank you for that word. Would you stand to your feet with me tonight? I want to pray over you. And I want to pray. One of my favorite scriptures on integrity is also, I'm going to read it out of the English Standard Version to keep in theme with Pastor Tanner, because I also like that translation at times. It's in Psalm, the 101st chapter, and it was written by King David. And here's what he said. I will sing of steadfast love and justice. To you, O Lord, I will make music. I will ponder the way that is blameless. Think about that. If you want to walk integrity, you need to start thinking about what does an integral person walk like? What does a blameless way look like? What does doing the right thing look like? Then he says, oh, when will you come to me? I will walk with integrity of heart within my house. Listen, that's what Pastor Tanner was saying earlier about obedience. Obedience is doing the right thing, is doing what you're told to do when you're told to do it with the right heart attitude, regardless of who's watching. David said, I'll walk with integrity, not just in the marketplace, not just when I'm sitting on the throne. I'll walk with integrity in my house, because if I'm not integral at home, I'm not integral anywhere. And then he says, I will not set anything worthless before my eyes. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. A perverse heart shall be far from me. I will know nothing of evil. Whoever slanders his neighbor secretly, I will destroy. Whoever has a haughty look and an arrogant heart, I will not endure. He's saying these types of people, because I'm going to walk with integrity, I'm not going to associate with them. I'm not going to be close to them. I'm going to make a difference in my life. But he says, I will look with favor on the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in the way that is blameless shall minister to me. No one who practices deceit shall dwell in my house. No one who utters lies shall continue before my eyes. Morning by morning, I will destroy all the wicked of the land, cutting off the evildoers from the city of the Lord. What's David doing? He's making a proclamation of integrity and blamelessness and saying Israel will be a place of integrity. And can we say tonight that because of how we're going to walk, that America is once again going to be a place of integrity? Because, listen, the church is supposed to be the heartbeat of the community. We're not supposed to get our, you know, what we're supposed to do from somebody else. We're supposed to set the tone, and we're going to set the tone of integrity in this city, in this community. And when we do that, guess what? We're going to get the benefits of walking with integrity. Amen. Raise your hands. Father, I thank you for this word that you've delivered by your messenger tonight. I ask that you would help us to walk in it. Lord, we don't want to just brag about being of integrity. We don't want to just talk about it, think about it. But Lord, we truly want to walk in your ways. We want to do everything to please you and everything to advance your kingdom. God, let that be at the forefront of our minds, no matter if we're at the grocery store, clocking into work, or just hanging out at home. We want to advance your kingdom. And God, we want to do the right thing simply because it's the right thing to do. With the right heart, with the right mindset, with the right attitude. And we declare we will walk with integrity even within our own house. And God, I know that your word says that judgment must begin at the house of the Lord. God, if there be any immoral actions, thoughts, impure deeds inside of us, purge us and cleanse us, God, so that we can walk in the way that is blameless, so that we can walk in integrity and walk in truth, God. We love you and we want to please you with all that we are. So I pray that this word would not just be sealed in our hearts, but that it would be something that spurs us on to walking in integrity and having good character in your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. May the Lord bless you and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift up his countenance upon you, keep you in his peace, smile all over you, and may you walk in the way that is blameless, integral, full of honesty, high moral values, thinking upon things that are good and lovely and true and pure and praiseworthy. And may you be a person that reaps the benefits and the characteristics of walking in integrity. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed. We love you guys so much. Thank you, Pastor Tanner.